I just wanted to give a very, very short bracha to Itai. Now, I'm not worried about him dealing with the physical challenges of the army. I'm not worried about you dealing with the mental challenges of the army. I'm not worried. The one bracha I want to give to you, which is a challenge for everyone, for every single
chayal,
regardless of background, regardless of religious upbringing, regardless of how many years in the army, the ultimate challenge is to two things. Remember why you're there. Always remember why you're there. You're not there because of the shtiyot of your mefaktim or the shtiyot of your ksinim. You're not there because of whatever challenges or hardships or shtiyot that friends in your machlaka or guard duties and whatever. You're not there for all that stuff. You're there because after 2,000 years of exile and persecution, we live in a generation where we are blessed to finally be able to protect ourselves. The Jews are able to protect ourselves, protect the Jewish people, and when you're standing, whether it's on the border of Mitzrayim or the border of Lebanon or anywhere in Yudan Shamron, when you're standing doing whatever you're doing, you're standing there protecting all of Am Yisrael. Everyone who is an Israeli citizen, the Jews in Israel, as well as every Israeli citizen, and then each and every Jew all around the world. That's why you're there. So over all the hardships, the challenge is always to remember. Always remember that zchut to help overcome all the daily hardships and shtuyot that you're going to be dealing with. That's one challenge. Challenge number two is to always remember how, on each and every day, you could be a Kiddush Hashem. Because it's so easy when you're there, you're ultimately, and we learn this in the Torah, when we are chayalim, we are kadosh, we're kadoshim. And not only that, but according to the Torah, only the best of the best and talmidei chachamim are supposed to be soldiers. Not just strong and physical strength, but strong spiritually. Only the best of the best are supposed to be the soldiers of Am Yisrael to fight. Because when we're fighting, it's not just fighting physically, it's a spiritual war. The Jewish people defending ourselves is a spiritual war. And it's about Kiddush Hashem, and standing up and defending HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His presence in the world for all of humanity. And no matter how religious or how many years in yeshiva a guy is, and believe me, I know, and I'm still serving in Miluim up to this day, it's not easy for anyone to remember how to be a Kiddush Hashem, dealing with everything you have to deal with on a daily basis in the army. And so my bracha to you is one, always remember why you're there to help overcome whatever challenges. And each day, when you're dealing with hardships and challenges, instead of rushing to act out of instinct and act out of human nature, which is so easy to do in any given situation, and even with your own friends and your own guys in your machlaka or with your mefaktim, your ketzinim, always take a step back and say, wait a second, how can I be in this situation of Kiddush Hashem? And overcome that natural tendency to just do or act, and you're going to see people every day, and guys, sometimes will surprise you, who you think are the best of the best of the best, and all of a sudden they'll fall on how they act and how they talk and how they nivul peh and all the different stuff. And the best thing, the most important thing for you is always remember, before you fall into it, it's so easy to fall into it, so natural. It's the environment, it's very hard. It's a challenging spiritual environment. But always think to yourself, my bracha is to think as much as possible, how can I be a Kiddush Hashem? So Be'ezrat Hashem, with both of those challenges in mind, I want to make a l'chaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you the not just the physical kochot, but the mental and the spiritual kochot to be the best Jewish soldier in the Tzava Yehudi that we are blessed to be taking part of. And to be a Kiddush Hashem on everything you do.
Amen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen.
Amen.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.